Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Hoshea, Perek Beis, the second chapter of Hoshea. In fact, most of this Perek is actually the Haftarah of Parshas Bamidbar in the Ashkenazic tradition. And we're going to see that it has a lot to do with the backdrop, the motif of the desert. And we'll see some of those ideas in just a moment. We will notice that there is, as you go through this Perek, there are dramatically different voices that we're going to be hearing. And in order to understand that fully, rather than presenting the actual text of the Perek and then some of the questions to try to resolve it, I'm going to just start going through the Perek as understood by the Malbim in this case, because the Malbim has the most beautiful way to understand that this Perek, in fact, is not a monologue but a dialogue that is happening. Just to put things back into perspective, the first Perek is framed as Hashem telling Hoshea in an instructive, experiential manner to go and marry this woman of the night, this woman with a very complicated background, and to have children with her. He has these three children, Yisrael, Lo Ruchama, and Lo Ami, progressively a worsening relationship with these children who may not even be his own children, as a demonstration to Hoshea himself, the complexities of having a relationship with a woman of such nature and children from that relationship, and as Hashem trying to display to Hoshea the fact that you can't just throw away B'nai Yisrael because of her terrible and wayward actions, but rather there needs to be some sort of rehabilitation. So the beginning of this parak actually starts with a vision of redemption. The first three psukim is a vision of redemption where Hoshea describes that B'nai Yisrael, V'yom yispar B'nai Yisrael kechol hayom asher lo yumad. There's going to be this exceptional expansion of the nation of Israel. And at that point in time, that place, instead of saying Lo Amiatem, that's the name of the rejected child, they'll be called Bnei Kel Chai, the children of the living God. They will be reunited. Everybody's going to come back together. You Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Yisrael, the southern kingdom, the northern kingdom, and at that time Imrul Acheichem Ami V'Lachoseichem Ruchama. There's going to be this reunity between Lo Ami and Lo Ruchama, and they're going to call each other as actually Ami and Ruchama. So there's going to be this reuniting or rebranding of these children. But this is so different to the end of the last Perek, meaning that the end of the last Perek was this terrible description of the predicament of the nation of Israel and being rejected by Hashem through this relationship of Lo Ami and Lo Ruchama. So what's going on over here? How's this working? The Malbim explains that what's happening over here is this is the voice of Hoshea. Now that Hoshea has actually experienced what it's like to be in a relationship, a real relationship with a person, and to know the complexity of the relationship, to love and hate a person at the same time because of her actions, but at the same time because there's a love and there's something which has been invested in this relationship, to get an inkling and understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the nation of Israel, who he loves at the same time he hates because of the actions that they're doing, he now turns to Hashem and he says, you can't say that you're going to reject these people. Hoshea now is on the defense of Israel through his experiment, through this demonstration. And he says, you can't set out the children. Look what's going to happen in the future. These children are worth keeping. That's Hoshea's voice you're hearing now. It's a voice of hope. It's a voice of comfort. Now the voice switches. When you move to Psukim Dalid, to Tezvav, this new section now is Hashem responding to Hoshea. Okay, now Hoshea, now that you're on the other side, now that you understand that there's a relationship here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the following. Well, Rivu bi'imchem rivu, ki hi lo ishti. It's all very nice to say that the children, Lo Ami, Lo Ruchama, are going to unite and there's going to be a future. But you know what? If it means so much to them that they want to come back to me, the father, then they need to speak to their mother. They need to speak to Knesset Israel right now. And that includes you, Hoshea. You need to speak to the wayward nation who is now prostituting itself to all the other nations around. You need to do that in order for this to work. That's what is being said over here. If it means so much and the future is so great and so much glory in the future, then do something about it now. That's what he says. You need to take a step. And graphic description. Remove these other lovers from the bed. From the bed that she has betrayed. That's essentially the way he says it. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the next few steps, describes the steps of rehabilitation that he has tried for the nation of Israel. The first step is, I'll strip her of her clothes and leave her naked, like the day she was born, left in the desert. This is the desert reference to, obviously Parshas Bamidbar. Step number one, what's this referring to? So this is a clear reference to Yechezkel Perek Tezayin, where Yechezkel talks about how Hashem first discovered Israel. He discovered Israel as this young, abandoned girl without clothes on, this young girl that Hashem rehabilitates, gives clothes, dons jewels, teaches culture, and then ultimately marries this young girl. That's Hashem taking Israel of Egypt. What happens when she has her beauty, when she has her poise, then she turns around and finds other people she's interested in. That's the description that Yechezkel brings in Perek Tezayin. So Hashem is picking up on that, and he says, well, at the point that she rejects and totally turns around her benefactor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, at that point Hashem says, I'll take back the clothes, thank you very much. If you think that you are self-made, you think you can go and dance with whoever, well, you know what? I was the one who made you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to first take back the clothes. And it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu put thorns in the ways of her lovers. And he bolted up the fence so she had no access to them. But still she ran after them. And she couldn't find them. And after she couldn't find them, then she turns around and she says, well, you know what? I suppose I have to go back to Oshuvo Elisha Arishon Kitovli Oz Me'ato. You know, it's better maybe to go back to my first husband. But the Malbim points out, that's not because she realizes ideologically that she needs to go back to her husband. It's simply because her lovers aren't answering her. All the people she had relationships aren't answering her. So she says, you know what, for protection, for the sake of security, I'll go back to my husband's house. But it's not because ideologically she realizes it's correct. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, if she's not going to understand, if she doesn't understand that I'm a benefactor, I'm the person who made her who she is, I adopted this nation, well, you know what, I'm going to have to turn my nature against her for her to understand that everything she took for granted, everything she thought was as a function of her lovers, is actually a function of her husband, me. And he turns nature against her. He turns the crops, and he turns the heavens, and he turns the produce against the nation of Israel. And still, at the end of this whole process of rehabilitation, all the extreme measures. I'm going to take against her all the days that she sacrificed to these Baalim, to these other gods. But you know what? She still forgot me. I mean, after all this, it didn't work. So what happens? So the next section is where the turnaround happens. In Pasuk Tezayin to Chof Bey, is the end of the parak, we see here some very famous psukim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, I'm going to take her out into the desert, and I'm going to speak to her, I'm going to speak to this young lady's heart. She's not getting it. She's not getting any of the more extreme aspects of the conversation. I'm going to speak to her directly. And I'm going to give her back her vineyards. I'm going to give her back her valleys. I'm going to bring her back to Israel. This means to say the end of the goddess experience. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes her out of the land of Israel. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu can speak to her without all of the paraphernalia, without the complexities of that place. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain sense, is going to restart. Bring her back out of goddess. Speak to her directly. It's almost like the recreation of that scene of saving this young damsel once again, but this time anew, afresh. And at this point in time, he's going to bring her from Emek Achor to the blocked up valley, Lepetach Tikva, to the opening of hope, which of course is the source for the one of the early settlements, the Yeshuv in the 1800s of Petach Tikva, which we have today, is from this pasuk here in Hosea Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin. And that point in time, at that time, finally, Tikri'i Ishi V'loi Sikri'i Odvali. You're not just going to be my lover, you're going to be my husband and wife. We're going to reunite Knesset Israel. At that point in time, we're going to take away all your clothes, all your dirty soiled clothes. I'm going to make a bris, a covenant with you, and all the earth, and all the creeping things on the earth. I'm going to end war, I'm going to end ills in the world. And finally, the final psukim of this section are, V'rastech li lo'olam, I will betroth you, I will engage you forever. I'll engage you in righteousness and judgment, v'chesed v'rachmim, and kindness and mercy. And I will betroth you in emuna as you know me. Why are there three here? The Radak points out beautifully that there were three main galuyos. So there's the galus Mitzrayim, which we were pulled out of, because that was not eternal, we went into many galuyos after that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will betroth you forever. Then there was the one where we left to Babel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because you didn't learn from that, you did not know, you assimilated, you intermarried after that into the Babylonian, into the Persian, into the Samaritan culture after that. So Arastich li betzedek v'mishpat, I'm going to marry you and betroth you with righteousness. And finally, Arastich li be'emunah v'yadatas Hashem, is corresponding to the third and longest goddess, which is the one that we are in, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to take us out. These are the words, or the psukim that we say, that men say as they wrap the tefillin, or the three wraps on their finger, to remember the sort of the ring, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on the symbolic hand of his damsel, of his bride, as he reconfigures, as he restarts the marriage again in this most momentous occasion. And finally, the last three psukim on this perek, from Chav Gimel to Chav Hei, really deal with on that day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that the heavens, the earth, the produce, and Israel will all come together. There will be no breaks along the way where nature will be reconstituted to serve Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to supersede the system to punish us, because at this point in time we will be reconnected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, V'zra'ati ali be'eretz v'richamti eslo iruchama v'amarti leloy ami amiata v'hu yomar elokai. At this point in time, then I'm going to bring back Yisrael. I'm going to have rachamim on Lo Ruchama, and I'm going to have I'm going to call back Lo Ami and call him Ami. And the final response is that V'hu Yomar Elokai. And we, the nation of Israel, the children of Israel, after this rehabilitation process, will be able to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, yes, in fact, you are unequivocally our God. Mr. Hashem, we should see that time without the suffering in between. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.